Well, the World Series in baseball always has us looking back through history. And that's one thing that we did when we talked about the retirement of the Sony Walkman, the history of the Walkman. It turns out there's a lot of love for the humble Walkman. So let's rewind for a moment. Go back about 30 years. Remember the good old days of cassette tapes? And if lots of you seem to reminisce about favorite songs that you listened to on your Walkman.
This is Craig from New Jersey. I think I was listening to Michael Jackson.
Bad. Bad.
But, you know, many listeners also reminded us the Walkman was used for more than just music.
Kim from Oklahoma, we forget the Walkman was great for educational uses. I was studying languages and I could finally get out of the room and walk outside while listening to my language tapes.
Now listen and repeat.
Ich wasche mich. Und du wäschst dich.
A British guy teaching you German while bad polka music plays. Okay, but it was also good if you wanted to catch up on your reading.
This is Sean calling from Detroit. I still use my Walkman. Whenever I find books on tape at the local thrift store, I take it home, put it on my Walkman, and use it during chores.
Listening Library presents Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone by J.K. Rowling.
Although I don't think Harry Potter was out during the 1980s when the Walkman was first released. What did you use your Walkman for and what were you listening to? I was using it to memorize opera lyrics. Let us know, 8778-MY-TAKE. You can also post a comment at thetakeaway.org.